Well, it's an honor to have this guy on, Chaz and AJ in the Morning, 99.1 PLR. We tried him yesterday, but I'm sure it's something on our end. We screwed something up. Chaz and AJ
hey,
in the Morning.
Hey, John Foley here.
Hey, John.
Hey, John.
Chaz and AJ in the Morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. You know, we had that flyover from the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds this week, and it was a tribute to New York and New Jersey and Philadelphia and parts of Connecticut that were hit hardest by the coronavirus. John Foley is a former lead solo pilot of the Blue Angels. Do we call you pilot? Do we call you aviator? What do we call you?
You know, I'm fine with both, but the Navy's kind of got the naval aviator thing going, but we're all pilots. And actually, you know what we like to call ourselves? Ambassadors of goodwill.
There you go, see?
That's what we do on the Blues.
Hello, yeah, Ambassador. Like
thank you for your service.
The Ambassador, yes, thank you.
Thank you.
The lead solo pilot. This seems to me to be the elite of the elite of the elite, right?
VIP.
Well, we like to represent every service member, and really we like to represent the passion and the inspiration and the spirit of all American people. But yeah, to get to that position, it's a little bit of a pecking order. You got to have flying jets off aircraft carriers, been an instructor pilot. Then you come up to you get selected for the Blues, and then you got to raise your game 300% from there. But it's an honor, just an honor to be part of such an organization.
You sound young.
You know what? I'm 60 years old.
Really?
You know, but I am in such, I just did my yoga this morning. I stand on my head every day. I'm physically strong. I feel great on the inside. It's about giving back that makes you feel so good.
Wow. And you went through a long line of very difficult things to do. So just landing on an aircraft carrier itself sounds to me that I've heard that landing on an aircraft carrier at night and hitting a Major League Baseball are the two hardest things you could do in the world.
Yeah, well, you know, Ted Williams was a Marine fighter pilot, right, back in the day. I think it's very similar because what you have to do is you have to learn how to focus, and I mean really focus,
you know,
where you can see maybe the threads on the ball coming at you. On the carrier, when you're coming down that chute and it's a pitching deck, it's night, you know, you're coming down at 850 feet per minute rate of descent, about 170 miles per hour. You got to land your eyeballs in about a 36-inch window. There's only 40 feet between the cables. I mean, it's scary, but you got to control your fear and just focus, which I think is what's happening today in the world. You know, if you look out there, and the reason we did the flyovers was to honor those healthcare providers, the frontline service providers, the people who are out there making a difference in people's lives. And it's powerful.
The 40 feet between the cables, that's if you don't hook the first cable, you get the second cable. If not, what happens?
Well, you actually target the third cable. There's only four, right? You don't want to hit the first one because then you're pretty close to the round down and bad things happen when you hit the back of the ship. And when you come across, you're only coming across at 11.2 feet above the deck. But to answer your question, if you miss the third one, you hopefully catch the fourth one. If you miss that one, you're going the full power and you're going around. But that's not a whole lot of fun.
Right. You're taking off again, basically.
yeah, full power.
Two over.
Exactly. That's insane. And that's the first thing you need to do to become a Blue Angel, to get into that club and then become part of this group of flying. And then you were the lead solo pilot. What was so listen, you become a Blue Angel and what happens next?
Well, the first thing you have to do is be brought into the culture of the organization. And it's a culture that lives on a saying that we have, which is glad to be here. And the very first thing that you are brought into is just being humble about how fortunate you are to be part of such an organization and such a team where everybody has this purpose larger than self.
So no Maverick, no Iceman.
Well, you know, I actually flew in the movie Top Gun. And
what? Wait.
Which one were you?
What? Hold it.
Yeah.
So you're doing some of the action shots?
Exactly, yeah. Some of the real stuff off the carriers. You remember the shots where Maverick comes over the ship after shooting down the MiGs and everybody swarms him and Iceman and all that? All those flying scenes that were done off the carrier, that happened to be the USS Enterprise. And I happened to be one of the pilots on the Enterprise. So we did a bunch of the flyover scenes and that kind of stuff. Yeah, there you go. Remember the
song? That's
Cool.
Wait, you hear that too?
Wait, everybody hears this?
You hear that also?
That's just what happens when he starts talking.
Right. Is your scarf blowing in the wind right now?
Oh, man. Did you guys know when you were doing this how big that movie would be? It's hard to tell, right?
No. No. No, you know, here's the thing. That was just our normal life. It's pretty cool when something that that was the bravado. That, you know, they captured that pretty good, the flying scenes and stuff. Obviously, there's some Hollywood story in there, but what they really captured was that's what we did every single day, and that's what still is happening with all the Navy aviators out there on the flight deck. And wait till you see Top Gun Maverick. You know, you're going to feel the pride and the emotion that's in that job.
Have you seen the movie yet?
No, I've seen the trailers.
Did you fly that
trailer? Now, what did you think? Because I thought, oh, man, Tom Cruise isn't going to be flying at that age. Like, I don't know. Maybe make him an instructor or something, right?
Well, he's kind of the captain. He's the old guard who's coming back. And there are a few, you know. It's pretty much an up and out in the aviation world. You know, you get promoted and there's less flying jobs. So it's possible, you know, the storyline of him coming back and still out there doing it is definitely possible. I think the key is wait till you see the flying scenes, the actual footage that they were able to do. Is just phenomenal. You know, we flew Tom Cruise in the Blue Angels. We flew him in the back seat a couple of times to give him a sense of what it was like.
Did he puke?
Yeah, he did.
I love the glee in your voice.
Yeah, he did.
Right.
He absolutely awesome. Did.
Yeah, and we sold it on eBay.
Yeah.
Well,
here's the cool part. You know, he puked, and the plane captain, he's coming out, and he got a bag of puke, you know. And the plane captain goes, no, get your butt back up there. You clean it up. And he did, you know. I mean, he's a good guy. Yep. He's really a good guy.
Yep. You chum, you clean. Yep.
I love that. Yeah. Did you guys all high five? We did it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, a little bit behind the scenes, not in front of them, I'll tell you that. And,
right.
and the reason is because you can make anybody sick. You can pass anybody out. That's not hard. You know, when I was in the Blue Angels as the narrator, the number 7 pilot, that was my job, to fly media personnel like yourself. I flew over 100 people in my back seat. And I said, you know, this is your e-ticket ride. I want this to be the greatest experience of your life. And if you're up for it, we can push the human being and the airplane to its absolute limits. But you got to tell me, you know, I want you to enjoy this. And some people were, you know, pretty strong. I flew Merlin Olsen and Ronnie Lott in the day. And,
oh, wow.
And
no
others,
kidding.
You know.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So a quick inside story on that. So I fly Merlin Olsen first. And I don't know if you remember, he's a big guy, right? Big and strong. And then I fly Ronnie Lott, who at the time, hardest hitter in the NFL, right?
Yep.
That's his tagline. I mean, he cut off a little piece of his finger to play the next week. This guy's tough, right?
Wow.
And so we're flying and we're having fun and we're coming back and Ronnie tells me in the back seat, he goes, hey Gucci, that's my call sign. All fighter pilots get call signs. He goes, hey Gucci, how many G's did I pull? And I looked, I said, what's that number in the heads up display, upper left hand corner? 4.2. We had done loops and rolls and stuff like that. He goes, okay. And he goes, well, how many G's did Merlin Olsen pull? And I said, well, Ronnie, he pulled 7.2. And Ronnie goes, holy shit. I'm sorry. He goes,
that's all right.
Holy poop. Yes.
Yeah. 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 I had to hit the dump button.
He goes, I'll never hear the end of this. You know, and I said, Ronnie, I can take care of that for you. He goes, no, it's okay. You know, and I said, well, here's what we'll do. We'll come into the break. I'll slap the jet into high G. You know, I'll whap the G's on. You just got to bear down like you're hitting somebody in football. You got to hit through them, right? He goes, okay, I got you. Bam. Slap the jet on. 7.2 G's. We land the jet. The filming crew is NFL Today at the time, hits me and says, the first question was, hey, who's tougher? And you know how you can tell when someone's looking at you, but they're not really looking at you, you know,
right.
Standing next to me, right? Yeah. And I know I could feel them. I look at the camera. I look at Ronnie. I look at the camera and I said, well, they both pulled 7.2 G's. He laughed. He smiled. But now you all know the real story. Merlin Olsen, a lot tougher.
Gotcha. That's awesome.
The flyover was really meaningful for us in Connecticut, being outside of New York City. The last time we had something like that, we had jets patrolling after 9/11.
Right.
So very, very special. And I was looking it up, and I saw that when you're in the diamond formation, you're traveling at a very high rate of speed, and the tip of the wing is 18 inches away from the next plane's canopy.
Yeah.
What is it like to train for something like that? Where do you even begin?
Well, yeah, you don't start there, right? I mean, you start about 10 feet apart, which is what's kind of normal in the fleet, but there's no such thing as normal fighter pilots.
Right.
We're all a little crazy. All right. So, and then you start taking it in. It's a well-trained program. We have 120 training flights before you ever see a public, ever sees the Blue Angels fly. And we're constantly bringing it closer. You start in twos, then you bring in three and four and five and six. It takes 3 months. We go to the desert to do that. And what you're doing is you're honing your skills, but what you're honing is the trust in the formation, because everybody has to fly as one. And, you know, 18 inches, I mean, do this, you know, you, I don't know if you're driving or someone's.
We did it yesterday.
Just reach your arm out.
Yeah, we did it yesterday. Like, what's a foot, and then stretch it out a little bit more.
Yeah.
That's how close it is.
Yeah, I'm guessing a sneezing fit's bad, huh?
Well, you know what? Here's the interesting thing. You don't sneeze. The human body is amazing. When you're that focused and you're that concentrated, you're in a state of flow, I never got the urge to sneeze. Now, once you back it out and you have a little more comfort, yeah, then you know, you can sneeze. And if you have to do something like that, you call clear the formation and you move out to, like, 10 feet and you do what you need to do.
Was it correct?
Yeah,
achoo.
It's amazing.
Achoo!
We have John Foley, a former lead solo pilot, Navy aviator of the Blue Angels, on the phone right now. His book is Fearless Success. And we're linked up to his website, johnfoleyinc.com and gladtobehere.com. John, thanks for holding on, and thank you for everything you've done for us.
Absolutely. It's an honor and pleasure to be with you and your listeners.
So you mentioned the state of flow. When you're traveling that fast, you're 18 inches away from other planes in the diamond formation. That state of flow, explain that.
Well, it's a time where you get your concentration and you block out all other distractions. The human brain is actually pretty good at this. We call it compartmentalization. And you can see that in your own day. You know, like even right now, we're focused on the show. Well, there's other things that are going on that we have to block out. So what happens is when you train yourself to that, and you can get into a state where your concentration is so focused that that's all you see and that's all you feel. And actually, when you're in that state, it feels like time slows down. But what actually is happening is your mind is speeding up. You're more observant. You're more aware. It's a beautiful state to be in, but it's hard to keep it for more than, honestly, about 45 seconds. I mean, most people can't hold it, let alone 7 seconds. And so you go in and out of this state all the time.
Wow. And if you're flying in the Blue Angels, you're able to keep yourself in there longer.
Yeah, well, that's overtraining, and you do. But we still take breaks. You're only in that 18 inches for, like I said, about 45 seconds. Then we'll start to ease it out, okay? And we'll come back, and we'll ease it out. And the solo pilots, like, I'll come at my opposing solo at 1,000 miles per hour closer. We'll cross within a wingspan. And I can pick up 3 miles out. I can see the nose movement on his airplane. But that's because I've trained for it.
Yeah.
It's a great state to be in. You feel so energized. But when you're in it, it's just, there's no distractions. You are just totally in this. It feels like you're going down a river as compared to going up a river paddling.
I was watching a show on the History Channel, and a fighter pilot was talking about, he was in the back seat, and he said they were in a dogfight with a plane, and they did a maneuver where they were flying underneath the enemy airplane, and the guy in the back seat said he was in such a state of flow that he was able to count the rivets on the wing of the plane they were coming under. And that pass is like, whew.
Right.
Yeah, that's an incredible,
like, it slows down, it's like
amount of adrenaline, right?
Oh, it is. But here's the cool part. You can train for that. All of us can get to maybe not that state, but you can get pretty close. And I do it every single day. Every morning, I still have a gratitude practice. I wake up and I say, what am I grateful for? And I say, in my present moment, I go back to the past, what happened yesterday, and then I go back and then I go to the future and think of others. That's training your brain. Just doing that, you'll start waking up happier, and you'll get more clear.
I tried it at first, but
and that's on the gladtobehere.com site. All those steps and that process.
Yeah, yeah. People can sign up. We got all kinds of, you know, it's what I do now is I go out and I try to inspire people and about greatness. And that's what we do. We work with corporations and individuals on how to become, you know, a better person and how to make a difference in the world. And we do it through business and professionalism.
How did you get your nickname?
Well, let me give you the first clue is you can't like it. If you like it, it doesn't stick, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's more of a slur, yeah.
That's sort of how it works around here or something.
Yeah. So for me, I mean, I'm training to be a fighter pilot. This is back in the early 80s, and we decide we're all going to go out to the bar. So I said, let's meet in the lobby, and I show up. You know, everyone's wearing jeans and T-shirts and stuff. I show up wearing a black button-down shirt and a thin black leather tie. Okay? Wasn't even cool in the 80s, right? You know? And my buddies look at me, and they go, what is that? That's Gucci. Well, no fighter pilot wants to be called Gucci. You want to be Hitman, Viper, Iceman, Maverick. And so it stuck. And it didn't help. Gucci. I was living on a sailboat and driving Alfa Romeo at the time, too.
Hey, man. It could have been mustard stain.
Exactly.
Yeah. Damn it. I thought it came out.
Oh, Gucci.
Gucci.
And that's it. That's your code name for life.
Yep.
Yeah, it sticks. It sticks. Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, thank you so much for coming on. Thanks for your service. I mean, what a dedication you've made for the country.
Absolutely.
And it was, you know, we had so many different angles of the video of the flyover from the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds. Yeah. Who's better, by the way, the Blue Angels or the Thunderbirds?
Well, you can't ask that from a Blue Angel.
I know, really. Do the math. Gee, what did you say?
It doesn't matter what we say. What matters is what the public says, right? It's what your customers say. The point is, though, it's not about being better. We have the same mission, and that's to inspire and make a difference in people's lives. We do it with the same types of airplanes, the same professionalism. Mm. You know, that's one thing I think we all can be very proud of, is it's not just the Blue Angels and Thunderbirds. Every single person in the armed services, and more importantly now, in healthcare, in the frontline responders, they all have this purpose larger than self, and that's the cool part.
Yeah, that's it's a very elite crew, right? There's 112, and then I think there's 12 officers that fly, and the rest of the folks are just crew.
Yeah,
right. Not just crew, but yeah,
elite crew.
It's the support. Everyone's elite. Everyone's picked for being the best at what they do, and that's what makes the team so special, is the culture and the excellence is not just in the flying.
Yeah.
It's in the maintenance, it's in the admin, it's in the PR, it's every aspect of the team. And I use that in my speeches when I've talked to over 1,000 corporations now, and I use that as a metaphor, an example of high performance that can actually scale throughout the whole organization. But every single member is part of that elite culture.
John, thanks for coming on. We're linked up to all your stuff, and we want to have you back on the air and maybe at our Veterans Gala. John Foley, a former lead solo pilot, Navy aviator of the Blue Angels. The book is called Fearless Success. The website's johnfoleyinc.com and gladtobehere.com. Thank you, brother.
Thanks for what you guys do. Glad to be here.